prevention expert, retired Fairfield Police Lieutenant Jim Perez, with Crime on the Mind, exclusively on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
This week, with people traveling either on or around the Thanksgiving holiday, we want to make sure that crime doesn't follow you, even if you're not in your homes. And you may be thinking, what do you mean by that? Well, just because you're not home doesn't mean crime can't still haunt you or impact you in some way. And so Jim Perez is here to give us some advice on how to avoid crime, especially as we are either leaving our town, our state, even the country for the holiday. So, Jim, the first thing I want to start with is social media posts. What do you have for us?
Yes. Well, you know, people have this strange need to have to tell people what they're always doing, which is, it's a form of bragging, in my opinion, you know, where you have to kind of like tell them, you know, you can only feel happy if everybody knows what you're doing all the time.
Mm.
That's all fine and good if that's all you're into. But if you're traveling, that's the last thing you want to do, because what you're doing is you're broadcasting to everyone that can see that post or anybody looking over their shoulder that you're not home and that the house is fair game to be entered.
I don't mean to laugh at that, Jim, but to me it is, unless you're an influencer, for example, so you get paid to do that, I never understand why people would risk their homes, their livelihood, or their properties just to share with their 200 followers on Instagram or Facebook where they are. I don't understand that. I really don't. I don't get that.
It's called ego. Yeah, it's an ego. It's you have to let everybody know what you're doing at all times. And that's what it comes down to. And what they're doing is, by doing that, you're sacrificing in a major way, you're compromising security.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you not talk about it. Listen, on your way back, even, it would be better to talk about it, or when you're home is really the ideal time to talk about it, where you can then post pictures and then say where you've been and all these things. There's no reason to let people know ahead of time.
I have noticed influencers are doing that now, Jim. So I follow just a few Disney influencers, admittedly so, because I always like to know what's going on with my Disney news. And I have noticed in the last year especially, and I don't know if it's because this is advice that's getting out more and more, I have not seen influencers who are, you know, saying, oh, I am here right now. It's usually them saying, hey, sorry I was gone for a couple of days. I just came back from Disneyland Tokyo, and here's a recap day by day. I'm noticing that more and more, even from influencers.
Yes. Well, because they're realizing that public figures, of course, are now becoming targets. If you look at all these football players now and everything that's going on.
Yes. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, their homes were broken into. Yeah, I've seen that.
I believe we talked about that. Those are South American theft groups that are coming up here.
Yes.
We did that under Bush something. I forgot.
We did that for, I don't remember which one, but yeah, we definitely did talk about that. Mm-hmm.
We talked about how they're taking cameras and they're hiding them in your bushes. And mm-hmm. I'm in your house and they're seeing when you're not home. Listen, going away is no different than even when you're home, to be honest with you. But going away, especially, there are certain things that you just have to do. And that's what we call target hardening in the business. Okay. Target hardening is hardening your property so that, or to make it less attractive to burglars. And that's what we attempt to do. And there are many ways to do that, but really it should be a lifestyle. It shouldn't be just a thought that maybe I should do it this time, but there's, you know, listen, as simple as this sounds, you have to make sure that everything's locked. I can't tell you how many times people have gone away and they left either one door or a window unlocked or a door.
Oh, sure. Honestly, Jim, I hate to say this, but when I read, when I read articles, you know, Westport or Weston or whatever, when you hear about these car break-ins, we saw a rash of car break-ins. I read mm-hmm. through, and about two paragraphs in, it's like the majority of them were unlocked. And I think to myself, come on, guys. It almost is so lackluster. And I don't mean to say that because I'm certainly not looking for crime, God knows. But it just drives me crazy because I think to myself, okay, you just basically rolled out the red carpet for a criminal to ruin your property. Or in this case, with social media, you're rolling out the red carpet to saying, hey, just so you know, I am out of touch and you've got free access. There's literally nothing that, I mean, your cameras are only going to do so much. So you'll see it happening. That's about it.
Well, yeah, a home security camera system is actually very important. And with the advent of Blink and Ring and all these other companies, there's like a number of them, you can easily monitor your home. But most more importantly, you want to make sure that your house looks like it's lived in, even if you're away. That includes smart lighting, you know, or having timers on your lights. We've talked about that in the past where, you know, you put timers on to go on a certain time, to go off a certain time, to come on again. And they're really, really cheap. They're probably like $4 a piece, $3 a piece, something like that. The other thing is making sure that your mail, I don't know if people realize this, but you can call the post office and say, hey, for the next 2 weeks, I'm not going to be in the country or in town or whatever. I need you to suspend the mail. And they will literally put all your mail in a box. And when you come home, you simply either go to the post office and you pick up your box full of mail, or you have it be delivered again. And the mailman and the mail carrier will actually bring you the exact box with all your stuff left over. The other thing is in this case, this is where making friends with a neighbor helps. You know, having a trusted neighbor to keep an eye on your house, to collect mail. Listen, no one knows better the culture of your neighborhood. In other words, the practices that go on every single day, the habits of everybody, than your own neighbors. They know what's normal and they know what's not normal. Mm-hmm. And it's important that you enlist them to help you if possible. But also keeping valuables out of sight, making sure that, like, you know, there's nothing around the property, making sure that your trees and your hedges are trimmed and cut to a proper length to increase natural sight line, it's called. These are things that we talked about in the past, but it's so important. If your house is covered by trees and bushes and everything, it only makes it more attractive for a burglar because they love those types of properties.
Sure.
You know, you have to make sure that everything's taken care of. When you have a house that you don't pick up your leaves, you don't do this, you leave everything looking nasty, you know what it sends out? It sends out a signal of almost a disrespect towards the property. And what I'm saying is that a burglar loves properties that can be disrespected. In other words, it's easy for them to go in and it's easy for them to do whatever they want. When you upkeep your house and you keep it trimmed and you keep it perfect, it shows that there's someone always around.
That's just it. I was going to say, it feels like, you know, when I look at a nicer property, and I mean, maybe this is me judging, but I know, for example, I'll go into my brother's neighborhood and there's this one home in his cul-de-sac. There's like, you know, there's five of them and my brother's kind of set far back. But there's a couple homes right near my brother's, and one of them, I always say to my husband, do not park in front of that home. I can guarantee you that they've got security cameras because their lawn is pristine. And I'm like, there's no way that this lawn would be this nice if there's not either. Like, to me, I don't know how the inside of the home looks, but from the outside, I'm thinking, wow, these people, they make sure that their lawn, there is not one blade of grass that is out of place. Mm-hmm. And so I always say to him, do not park in front of that house. I don't know if we're going to get in trouble. I don't know. I mean, but it's true. I think even the average person, like, I'm not looking to commit a crime, but I won't even park in front of that house. I feel like it's disrespectful to their lawn. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I hear what you're saying, but that's a psychological event,
right?
That signifies that someone is watching it. It's called the broken window theory in policing, and that's where social scientists did a quick experiment where they took a building, an old school, and they refaced it and refixed it, and then they left it alone for a whole week. And one window got broken one day. And then what happened was the next day, several more windows got broken. Then the next day, they broke in the door and they started hanging out inside. This is a psychological principle that happens when you don't take care of a property. So then what they did is they cleared everybody out. They waited a while. They refaced everything again. And the minute one broken window got broken, they immediately stepped in and replaced it. And guess what happened to everyone's surprise? These are all social experiments.
Mm-hmm. What happened? It stopped.
They didn't come back. Criminals went away. You know why? Because it's kryptonite to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they want to be under the radar, right? Criminals don't want to be detected. They want to be under the radar. So, you know, make it harder for them and make sure, at least from the outside, you don't look like you attract crime to your property. Jim Perez is here for a couple more minutes, and we want to make sure crime does not impact you, especially if you are not going to be here for the Thanksgiving holiday week. I was reading, Jim, that already airports across the country, none in Connecticut just yet, at least, but airports across the country are already seeing a lot of cars being broken into. And I've suggested in my news that people just do rideshare. I wouldn't even park at the airports. I don't know if everybody has the surveillance in place. But if people feel like, hey, I already prepaid for a parking spot, I registered, I'm doing that, it's convenient for me. What would be your suggestion to keep people's cars safe, especially if they're parking either at the airport lots, at public lots, anything like that over the next few days?
Well, first of all, don't take a high-end car with you and leave it at the airport. So make sure you have a normal-looking car that's older. That's number one. But really, the most important thing is it doesn't matter what car you bring there. And if you only have the option of bringing a high-end car because that's all that you have, that's all fine and good, because the first thing you're going to do is you're going to remove absolutely every piece of property from the inside of that car. You want people to look in and see nothing, almost like the cars in the showroom. That's how you want it to look, with nothing inside of it, because intellectual property from work is always stolen. There's constant bags, and they're looking for jewelry or any small thing, cash, key fobs, all those things. But the real important thing is, if you don't want – listen, right now, with it's unfortunate, but this is the reality. We have a lot of bad people that have entered this country, and they have nothing better to do than to start crime. So what's happening is – They figured out a system where they can steal vehicles, and that's why they're taking them from airports. All of a sudden, there's an uptick. They're stealing them from airports, and they're ultimately shipping them overseas and being sold. So, your car is a target, no matter what parking lot you're in. So make sure all your stuff is out of it. Have a kill switch installed if you could in the car, so that even if they go to start it, they can't start it. But guess what? How about go back to the old fashioned day? Put a club on it.
Club on your wheel. Yeah, that's so – do they still sell – I feel dumb asking that, Jim, but that's still something that's sold, right? You can get that?
They still sell them. They're probably like $40-$50. And guess what? It's the best investment you can make.
Totally worth it.
As soon as they visually see that, they're going to be like – because remember, they work in cloak and dagger, and they want to do the least work possible. They are not going to spend their time trying to break open a club just to get that car. It attracts way too much attention, and it takes way too much time, especially in a public environment.
That's a great idea, Jim. Now you're taking me back. I feel like my parents, my grandparents, they always had clubs on their steering wheels. Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. Right?
It's
funny.
It's actually a deterrent, and once they visually see it, they're going to stop it. But like you said, if you could do rideshare, that's probably the best option. Then you don't have any worries whatsoever. You can leave and actually be okay. But if you have a worry that you might lose your only car, especially if you only have one car, then you have to take these steps. You have to make sure that you target harden your vehicle just like you target harden your house. And it sounds like a lot of work, but it's really not. Once you get the mentality and it becomes second nature, it's going to be instantly done. So that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Jim, I think that these are really important things to just think about. And if you're, you know, even something I would say, for example, I was looking at Tweed this morning, and I mean, they've only got a handful of spots left in their parking lots. But they do say you can actually cancel your parking arrangements within 24 hours. So if you were planning on parking there and you feel like you're a little uncomfortable, I mean, I would contact the airports. And especially, I mean, you could take note of the news and just say, hey, even if it was today and you're like, hey, it's within the 24 hours, let them know that, you know what, airports are reporting this. I know I saw Florida was one of the airports, and a lot of people in Connecticut go to Florida for the holidays or the upcoming, you know. So I would just, you know, go the safer route and let them know, hey, you know what, I had booked this, and now I'm feeling like it's not worth the risk. They probably will give you a refund, especially because those spots, people are going to still take them. So I would imagine they'll give you a refund if you're not feeling comfortable. So I'd give that a shot.
Yeah, and also understand that they have limited liability. So the minute they put a sign up that they're not responsible for your damage, guess what? They're not responsible for your damage.
Exactly.
So that if something happens to you, you have to take care of the issue, not them.
Exactly.
So it's really incumbent on people to understand that safety comes first, security comes first. And if you look at through those colored lenses, if you look through security lenses, your life would be much more happier, a lot less stress, and easier, because you're taking the precautionary measures that you can take to keep yourself safe. And if you do all that and something happens, well, then, you know.
Then it's just bad luck. And honestly, but you could feel good. I thought about this, Jim, which was, if you are somebody who's parking your car, if you took everything out of it and your car was broken into, yes, that is damage, that stinks. But man, when you look at the people who have lost tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in equipment. I mean, people who've lost their camera equipment, their laptops, important information, their wallets. I mean, when you look at that, if you're talking about damage to your car, yes, that is a bummer. But that is minimal compared to what people go through when these break-ins happen. Same thing with your homes. I just think, you know, to put the investments into, like you said, the lighting that will turn on when you walk by, or to hold your mail and to make sure things aren't getting stolen out of your mailbox. They don't even have to enter your driveway. Just have them hold your mail. Like, these are little things that, man, they will take away a lot of headaches and give you a lot of peace of mind. So, Jim, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, have great advice. Weekend. Thanks. Yeah. You too, friend. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.